You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
My word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
My word is a lamp. Praise the Lord. We bless the name of Jesus. It's really an honor to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the gospel writings of Matthew. We are in Matthew chapter 14, and we continue from verse 23. Last week we stopped at verse 23, and we remember that Jesus fed the 5,000, and those were men, and there were women and children as well. And the word tells us that after everything, the people were filled up and satisfied. We see where he sent them away, and he also told his disciples to go by boat to the other side. And we see in verse 23 that Jesus took time out to pray. The word said when he had sent the multitude away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there. So we see the importance of prayer. Jesus took time out to pray, showing us and giving us the perfect example. So we also must take time out to pray. So we are going to go into the word. But before we go into the word, let us pray and begin. Father, we bless you. We honor you. We give you glory. We thank you that you are God. You reign supreme. You are the great I am that I am. You are the Holy One of Israel, the righteous one. How great you are and greatly to be praised. There is none like you, O God, and none can be compared to you. We thank you for this privilege that we can come to bring forth your word. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus for all those who will be listening, O God, this evening, that you will touch their hearts, O God. Bring forth transformation. Those that are already saved, I pray, O God, they will have a closer walk with you. We pray those that are not yet saved will come to a saving knowledge of who you are, Jesus. Oh God, I pray that you'll open up their hearts to receive you. Holy Spirit of God, I pray that you will do the drawing among your people so that they will come to know you and have a relationship with you. So we just thank you for what you're doing in this season. Thank you for your word, oh God, which is already anointed. Thank you that your word is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. I pray that your word will pierce our hearts, bringing forth change. Lord, we thank you, we bless you, we praise and honor and give you glory. As we continue in the gospel writings of Matthew, I pray that you'll continue to bring illumination to our hearts, that we, O God, will hear, receive, eat your word and live. Father, we thank you, we bless you, and we give you glory. Thank you for an evening that will be well spent in your presence. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' precious name we pray. And we say amen and amen. Praise God. So we continue, people of God, in verse 24 of Matthew 14, New King James Version. The word of God said, but the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Remember, Jesus told his disciples to go by boat to the other side. So the boat that the disciples were in, people of God, was being tossed by the wind. There was a terrible windstorm that they were now experiencing. And look on what happened in verse 25 of Matthew 14. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. Remember last time Jesus in verse 23, Jesus went up into the mountain to pray to his Father. But now in verse 25, we see, people of God, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. So the fourth watch of the night is between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. The fourth watch is between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. So this was how the time period from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. was divided by the Romans. So they were the ones who divided this time period from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. in increments of 3 hours for each watch. So we see 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. would be the first watch. 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. would be the second watch. 12 a.m. to 3 a.m. would be the third watch. And 3 to 6 a.m. would be the fourth watch. So it was during the fourth watch, during the time between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m., Jesus went to the disciples walking on the sea. People of God, Jesus, who is all-knowing, he's omniscient, he's all-powerful, he's omnipotent. He has the ability to do anything. So here was Jesus walking on water. So we see, people of God, what was against the law of nature was the norm for him, for he is God. What was against the law of nature? It's against the law of nature for a man to be walking on water, an ordinary man. But this was no ordinary man. He was the perfect God-man. So he could do anything. People of God, he's omniscient, all-powerful. He's omniscient, people of God. He's all-knowing. He's omnipotent. He's all-powerful. So we have to understand, people of God, the God that we serve, the omnipotent God, all-powerful God, he can do all things. He's all-knowing. He can be anywhere he wants to be. He's God. So we see, people of God, that Christ could do anything he wanted to do, fully God and fully man. So what was against the law of nature was the norm for him, for he is God. So we see where Christ walked on water during the fourth watch of the night. That is between, the fourth watch is between 3 to 6 a.m. And look at verse 26 of Matthew 14. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost," and they cried out for fear. People of God, can you imagine a terrible storm there on sea, their boats being tossed to and fro, and they were so afraid of dying. People of God, afraid that they would all be drowned in that sea. And when they looked, they saw this figure walking on the water. The Bible said the disciples, they were troubled when they saw him walking on the water, and they thought it was a ghost. So we see after this boisterous storm at sea, it filled them with fear for their life. Now this figure, they thought it was a ghost because it is not natural for a man to walk on water. So they said, this must be a ghost. But this was no ordinary man. This is the perfect God-man. So they did not even understand that this was no ordinary man. This was the perfect God-man. So fear gripped them, people of God, and they cried out. Two things were now causing great fear upon the disciples. There was one, the contrary wind. This windstorm was blowing. They were tossed to and fro. And now, what appeared to be a ghost. They were so engulfed with fear, people of God. But look at what happened in verse 27 of Matthew 14. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid." Instantly Jesus spoke to them. Jesus wanted to alleviate their fears. And so he wants to alleviate our fears as well, people of God. Many things are coming to trouble us. It might not be a natural storm like what they experience out there on the Galilean Sea. But people of God, we might have other problems that come upon us that want to engulf us with fear. But Jesus is here to alleviate our fears. So we see Jesus instantly spoke to the disciples because he wanted to alleviate their fears. He wanted them to be aware that he was near. And people of God, when we are aware that Jesus is near, our fears will vanish away. But many times we are so caught up in what is happening, in the troubles that are coming at us, that we don't even remember that Jesus is near. He wanted them also to be courageous. He wanted them to know that he was with them. And because of that, there is no need to be afraid. People of God, when we know of a surety, when we have the assurance that Jesus is near to us, there is no need to be afraid. And we have to come to understand, people of God, that Jesus is calling us to that place in him where we understand and know that he is always with us. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I will be with you always, even to the very end of the age. And we have to understand that our God is with us. He never leaves us. We are not alone. And the disciples at that time didn't even know that Jesus was with them. It was not a ghost. It was Jesus, the perfect God-man, who is able to do all things. So we need not be afraid, people of God. We see where the psalmist wrote of the coming Messiah in Psalm 107, 23 to 30. Psalm 107, 23 to 30. And we are going to be reading from the New King James Version, Psalm 107, 23 to 30. The word of God says, those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business on great waters, they see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commands and raises the stormy wind, which lift up the waves of the sea. They mount up to the heavens, they go down again to the depths. Their soul melts because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wit's end. Then they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brings them out of their distresses. He calms the storm. People of God, look at what the word said. He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Verse 30, then they are glad because they are quiet. So he guides them to their desired haven. People of God, it is God who calms the storms in our lives. He calms the storms and he makes the waves thereof still. He is the one who does it. We can't do it on our own. But when we cry out to him, people of God, then he will come to our rescue. When we cry out to him, he will come to our rescue. The disciples, people of God, fear was gripping them. Fear of dying because of the storm. Fear of the ghost that they thought, the figure that they saw and thought it was a ghost. But they cried out for fear. They cried out. And the word tells us that the Lord hears the cry of his children. So he hears the cry of the disciples. And we see that he brings calmness. Wherever he goes, people of God, there is a calm. There is a quiet rest where Christ is. The word said he calms the storm so that the waves are still. So look on verse 28 of Matthew 14. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. So Peter, he's always the spokesman in the group. Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. So even after hearing Jesus' voice, people of God, of which they should have been familiar with, Peter, with some doubt, said, if it is you. If it is you, people of God, is a sign of uncertainty. We're not too certain. You sound like you, but we're not too sure. So Peter said, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. So we see, people of God, that even though they have been walking with Jesus, there was still doubt in their hearts. And many times we, people of God, we might be saved for 30, 40, 50 years. But there are times when doubts will creep up. He said, if it is you, Lord, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. If it is you, is a sign of doubt, is a sign of uncertainty. But still he said, command me to come to you on the water. Look at what Jesus said. Jesus didn't rebuke him and say, why are you doubting, Peter? No. Look at verse 29. Jesus said, come. Peter said, if it's you,
command me to come. And Jesus said, come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. So we see, people of God, Peter was obedient to the command of Jesus. He was obedient and he stepped out of the boat and found himself walking on the water to go to Jesus. This was not natural for a mere human being to be walking on water. But Jesus called you out. Jesus called you out, so he's able to sustain you. So Jesus said, come. And because he obeyed the voice of Jesus, he was walking on water to go to Jesus. But look on verse 30, people of God. Verse 30 of Matthew 14. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. People of God, the word said when he saw the wind was so boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. So he cried out saying, Lord, save me. He was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried out saying, Lord, save me. So we see, people of God, Peter was now focused on the boisterous wind and became fearful. And it happens to many of us, people of God. We are focused on the problems around us. We are focused on the things that we need and the things that are troubling us. And we have lost focus on Jesus. We have not been focusing on him. So Peter now focused on the problem, the boisterous wind, and became fearful. Fear gripped his heart because he now see that the wind was continuing to be contrary. It was boisterous and he was afraid. And he began to sink. People of God, fear will cause us to sink. So we see here that he was now looking on the problem, not looking on Jesus, the author and finisher of his faith. He was now looking on the problem. He saw the wind was boisterous. So he was now looking on the problem. And he became afraid. People of God, when we continue to steer on the problem, when we continue to focus on the problem, fear is going to grip our hearts. Fear is going to engulf us. But the word of God says that after he became so fearful, he began to sink. But he did something so important, people of God. He cried out to Jesus. So we see where he lost focus, became fearful, began to sink. He was doing fine, walking on water, going well, doing well, going, coming to Jesus, but taking his eyes off Jesus and focusing on the fierceness of the storm, he began to sink. But he did something that we all should do when facing the different storms of life, people of God. He cried out to Jesus to rescue him. We all need Jesus to rescue us from certain problems, certain ordeals in our lives. Certain things that come to take us out, people of God. There are some problems that come to us to take us out, to derail us. But when we call upon Jesus, he hears our cry and he delivers us. When we call upon him, don't keep quiet, call upon him. Call upon Jesus, whatever the situation you might be going through. Call upon Jesus and he will hear and answer you. The word tells us in Jeremiah 33:3, it says, call upon me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you don't know. So Peter cried out, Lord, save me. Lord, rescue me. Lord, deliver me. People of God, look on verse 31. Look on what Jesus did in verse 31, Matthew 14. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him. Immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him,
O you of little faith, why did you doubt? We see, people of God, the word said Jesus immediately rescued Peter. We see Jesus doing his rescue before he rebukes. He rescued him first. Then he said to him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt? So we see, people of God, Jesus is on a rescue mission. Peter cried out, Lord, save me. Jesus immediately stretched out his hand and caught him. And people of God, Jesus wants to rescue us today. Jesus wants to lift us up out of our situation. Jesus don't want us to drown in our problems. He wants to rescue us. But are we crying out, people of God? We need to cry out to him like Peter cried out, Lord, save me. Sometimes we don't have a lot of words to say, but cry out, Jesus, help me. Lord, save me. Lord, rescue me. Lord, lift me out of this mire. Lord, help me. We have to come to that place, people of God, of crying out to him. And the word said, Jesus didn't wait. He immediately rescued him. People of God, we need some immediate response from Jesus. And when we cry from our hearts, when we cry out from our hearts, we are going to see some immediate response from Jesus. Just as how he rescued Peter. And we see, people of God, Jesus rescue first before he rebukes. So Jesus is not waiting on to see us fall and ready to rebuke us, but he rescue us first. And then he said to Peter, Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? You had faith to step out, but you doubted. And people of God, the Lord is calling us to step out by faith and not to doubt him, but to take him at his word, believe in who he is and in what he has done for us, and believe that he's for us and not against us, and he's willing and ready to help us in whatever situation we are in. But we must call out to him, call upon me. And I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you don't know. Look at verse 32 of Matthew 14. And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. So Jesus rescued Peter, and then they both got into the boat that the other disciples were in. So look at what happened, people of God. When they got into the boat, the wind ceased. So Jesus at this time did not speak to the wind. On this occasion, we see, he did not speak to the wind, but just his presence caused the wind to cease. People of God, we need to grasp this. Jesus didn't have to speak to this wind. He just stepped in the boat with his disciples and his presence. People of God, the presence of the great I am caused the wind to cease. So we have to understand the God we serve. We have to understand that he is able to calm any storm. His presence makes the difference. When they got into the boat, the wind ceased. He did not speak to the wind on this occasion, but just his presence, just the presence of Jesus, caused the wind to cease. People of God, let us become aware of his presence with us. And even though the wind might be howling, and even though the wind might be contrary, the problems coming from every side, remember that Jesus is with us. And because of that, people of God, we go forth with confidence, knowing that we can boldly say that he is our help. We will not be afraid of what man can do to us. People of God, we have to hold to the word of God and be those who take God at his word, believe his word, and live this life that he has called us to live, this abundant life right here on earth. Look at verse 33 of Matthew 14. Then those who were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, Truly, you are the Son of God. Look at the people of God. The disciples who were in the boat came and worshipped Jesus and said, Truly, you are the Son of God. So the revelation of who Jesus is came to them. It came to the disciples so clearly that they say, Of a truth,
You are the Son of God. This is revelation knowledge that has come to the disciples. When Jesus stepped in the boat, the wind ceased. He did not, the word didn't say he spoke to this wind. He stepped into the boat and the wind ceased. So they acknowledge the deity of Jesus, that he is the Messiah. He is the anointed one. He is the King of kings. He is the perfect God-man that deserves all praise and worship. So they came and they worshiped Jesus. And we see people of God when we look in Matthew 8. And we see also when they were in another storm on the Sea of Galilee. We see where Jesus was in the back of the ship sleeping. And they went and woke him. And the word of God said at that time he rebuked the wind and the sea. He said, "Peace, be still." But in this time, on this occasion, he did not speak to the wind. His presence alone, he came into the boat and the wind ceased. So his presence alone caused the wind to cease. So the disciples, we see in the first time when they were in that boat in the storm, the disciples asked the question, who is this in Matthew 8, 26? Who is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? But in this case, in Matthew 14 and verse 33, the word said they came and they worship him because they realize that just his presence in this boat caused the wind to cease. So we have to understand, people of God, the God we serve. So at that time, they have the revelation of who Jesus is. So they could say, of a truth, you are the Son of God. And the word said they worshiped him. So people of God, we have to understand who our God is and worship him in spirit and in truth. We have to come to understand that he is the perfect God-man. He is our Savior. He is our Lord. He is our Redeemer. He is everything to us. The disciples have the revelation of who he is. And they said, and they worship him, the word said. And they said, you are the Son of God. And they acknowledge his deity. We must acknowledge Jesus for who he is and give him the honor and glory that belong to his great name. God bless you all. We will stop here this evening. And we will continue next week, God's willing, in the gospel writings of Matthew. We are in Matthew 14 and we stopped at verse 33. God bless you all. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this word to us this evening. We thank you that you are God and that you are holy and true and righteous. We just thank you for this privilege, oh God, that you have given us this revelation of who you are, Jesus, so that we can come, oh God, and worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you for your word, oh God, even as the disciples, oh God, when you stepped in that boat, mighty God, your presence made the difference. Oh God, and that wind cease. I pray that you will step in our situations, mighty God, and that you will cause, oh God, almighty Lord, the troubled wind to cease, oh God, almighty Lord, that your people will walk, oh mighty God, in the abundant life that you have given us. So we just thank you again for your word. We thank you for your people who took time out to hear your word. And we pray that they will not be forgetful hearers, but they will be doers of your word. So we give you thanks and we give you praise and glory as we look to you and give you praise in Jesus' name. And we say amen and amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful rest of the weekend and continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessings to all. Amen and amen.
In the Lord is love. Reproofs of instruction.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word, Thy Word is a Lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy Word is a Lamp.